morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. St. Peter's has been committed to receiving and sharing the love of Jesus in North Judson and beyond for more than 150 years. We are Donna and Brian Ness, and we look forward to continuing our Lenten journey with you as we share Christ's word through scripture and song. We often take for granted the gifts or blessings of light and sight. We are usually able to turn on lights when we need them. Many issues with sight can be corrected or at least alleviated. Our readings for today, the third Sunday in Lent, address both of these, not just as they are perceived in the physical sense, but as they are in the more significant realm of spiritual darkness and spiritual blindness. St. Paul addresses the church in Ephesus regarding darkness and light.
From the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 8 through 14. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible, for anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
The song, Children of Light, is based on Ephesians 5, and, with that basis, many scriptural quotes are evident throughout.
A straight path is laid out before us. Each step we take should be in one accord. For we were sometimes the darkness, but now we are light in the Lord. Let us walk as children of light. Let us turn to goodness and truth, proving what is right for our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us walk as children of light. Let us walk as children of light. Walk in love as Christian believers, the sacrifice to God and righteousness. His light reveals sin's dark secrets, and He will raise us up to be blessed. Let us walk as children of light. Let us turn to goodness and truth, proving what is right for our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us walk as children of light. Let us walk as children of light. Let us walk as children of light. Let us turn to goodness and truth, proving what is right for our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us walk as children of light. Let us walk as children of light.
As Jesus drew nearer the end of his ministry, he encountered a man who had been blind from birth. We hear the account of his healing as recorded by St. John in his Gospel. As the account unfolds, we see sarcastic, even comical, exchanges between the healed man and the Pharisees, and his thankfulness for healing and faith in the newly found Son of Man. The Pharisees bring on their own condemnation.
This is the ninth chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned, or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said these things, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar were saying, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is he." Others said, "No, but he is like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." So they said to him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. So the Pharisees again asked him how he had received his sight. And he said to them, "He put mud on my eyes, and I washed, and I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner do such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him, since he has opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but how he now sees, we do not know, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself." His parents said these things because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone should confess Jesus to be Christ, he was to be put out of the synagogue. Therefore his parents said, "He is of age, ask him." So for the second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" And they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Why, this is an amazing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born in utter sin, and would you teach us?" And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and having found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you." He said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped him. Jesus said, "For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard these things and said to him, "Are we also blind?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say, 'We see,' your guilt remains."
Praise the one who breaks the darkness sings of a broader view of the ministry of Jesus, alluding to the light and sight which we have heard about in our readings today, as well as other miracles performed throughout his ministry. His ministry culminated in his death and resurrection for all of us. Yes, we praise the one who makes us one. Thank you for inviting us into your home this morning to share the love of Jesus with you. We invite you into our house of worship located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. Weekly Sunday morning services are held at 9 o'clock, with Sunday school for all ages beginning at 10:15. Midweek Lenten services are held on Wednesday evenings at 6:30. Various small group Bible studies meet throughout the week. For more information, please contact the church office at 574-896-2025. Please know that the sound, movement, and energy young children bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all, so feel free to follow Jesus' command when he says, "Let the little children come to me." Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Daniel Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you. May God's love always be with you.